This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. I'm going to take our question and answer period to address some specific concerns you've had about all the rains we've had that have flushed the streams up to where some of them are beyond fishing. I like to fish almost every day, so here are some of the tricks I use to give me reasonable water levels. For instance, on the mountain trout streams, there's no question in my mind when the lower reaches of these streams are rolling, and I mean way too high to fish. If I go up on the Blue Ridge Parkway, George Washington National Forest trails, the Skyline Drive, those places come into the trail heads at the very upper reaches of these streams, I can almost always find some good fishing. Now, they may not look like what you saw back April when all the hatches were on and all that, but there will be a manageable water level in some of those upper reaches. Now, normally when the stream is that high, the primary feeding station for these trout are going to be the corner of the pool. If you don't know quite what I'm talking about, well, it's on page 31 in that book I did, Trout Fishing in Shenandoah National Park. The corner of the pool is the uppermost section of the pool, usually lying to the side away from the main riffle. Now, the reason they'll get back in there is that stream can still be flowing very heavily. But there's back in there, the water will be calmer. They'll even be feeding on some dry flies back in there. Now, I don't go to midges with the water rolling like it is, whether they're in the back corners or whether they're in the back eddies. I very seldom go smaller than a size 14 dry. The Murray's Flying Beetle is excellent, and I seldom do it, but some of the guys like to fish a dry with a dropper. So if you want to go with a size 14 Flying Beetle, come off the bend of the hook with an improved clinch knot, stick about 2 feet of 5X tippet material back there, and you can fish, say, a size 14 Ollie, Mr. Rapidan soft tackle there. So that way you're covering some of the heavier water as well as what's going on top. This is really very challenging, and it's a tremendous amount of fun. And many times, I was over in the mountains just 2 or 3 days ago, I did not see a fisherman. I did not see a fisherman's car. And to be perfectly blunt, I had outstanding fishing, including one very large trout. So it's workable. You might have to scout around. I mean, somebody will say, well, gee, I get lost up on the drive. Well, you can go in down at the bottom of the mountain. For instance, on the Hughes, park down there at the bus parking lot, walk up the Nicholson Hollow Trail, about a 45-minute walk up in there, you're going to lose the biggest part of that water flow, and there comes little Hannah in to the right, and Hannah is a fine stream when it's got a good water level. So if the Hughes itself has got too much water, just swing on up and turn up into Hannah. You don't have to go miles and miles into backcountry. Now, you got to know the mountain, of course. But I'll be glad to help you narrow that down. And a lot of this is going to be covered in several of my books. All right, let's look at the bass fishing. Living here at Edinburgh, I am very fortunate in this respect. And that is, I've got a number of feeders coming in here within 10, 15 miles. The best way to skin that cat is simply just keep going up, 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 upstream until you get above the feeders. For instance, right here in Edinburgh, Stony Creek carries probably about, normally it would carry about 1/3 of the flow of the North Fork of the Shenandoah. Then just 5 miles away, you got Mill Creek. So you get above Mill Creek, you've lost more. Smith Creek is just a couple miles up. So in 20 miles, you have really walked away from a tremendous amount of flow coming down through there. Now, how discolored is too discolored for me for smallmouth bass fishing? If I am standing in water that's knee-deep and I can see my feet, I'm satisfied that I should be catching some fish there. If it's too discolored, and I looked at it this morning, I'm making this report on the 15th. Now, I looked at it this morning, the color is not bad. It's got a pretty good volume. But if you can see your feet in knee-deep water, you can catch some bass. Now, I go to the black helgramite, the hog sucker, the black darter, magnum darter, that kind of thing, because I'm firmly convinced that you can, those bass can see that darker fly because of the contrast. There might be some logic going with a white fly, but the white fly in the discolored water sort of gets lost. And if you go to the darker fly, I think you've got a much better chance. Safety's sake, wading. For goodness sakes, don't wade into anything you're not comfortable with. I always use a Falstaff wading stick. Poke around in front of me if I can't see what's in there. And when I'm moving from one spot to the other, I'm using that Falstaff wading stick. But there is a stage when that color is starting to dissipate before it gets crystal clear that you can get outstanding smallmouth fishing. If you want to stop by here, I'll be glad to pull the maps and we'll go over them and show you where I'm fishing. If you have any questions on this, ring me at 540-984-4212. It's Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you so much, and I hope you get some great fishing.